Finally today, we journalists all dream of being witnesses to history unfolding, of landing the big scoop. Well, that all came true for rookie British reporter Claire Hollingworth back in 1939. She was the one who broke the news of, well, she broke the news of World War II, and that would remain the scoop of the century. Claire Hollingworth died today at the age of 105. Janine DiGiovanni has herself been a war correspondent, and she reviewed Hollingworth's biography for The Spectator. So thanks for being with us to remember Claire Hollingworth. Janine, how did she land the scoop of the 20th century?
It was incredible, really. She basically spotted German forces that were amassed on the Polish border. She was in Poland, and by pure gumption, she convinced a diplomat friend of hers to give her, to loan her his car. And then she's crossed the border to Germany. And at the time, by the way, she had just joined the Daily Telegraph. I think she was 1 week or 2 weeks
right.
into her very first job as a journalist. And basically, she saw the tanks getting ready for a strike. And that was her first scoop, her first enormous scoop.
Later
she went on to, unbelievable that she did another one a few days later about the Nazis launching their invasion. She had started her career actually as a aid worker in Poland working with refugees, and she had very close relations with diplomats, and she used that. She was very charming, she was very cunning, but she was a great reporter.
So what was she doing as an aid worker? You said she was working with refugees.
It was quite interesting because it's a part of her life that not many people know at all. She had gone to Eastern Europe after she had a scholarship at London School of Slavonic Studies. And she went to Eastern Europe basically to begin working with refugees and displaced people. This is before the war. During the war itself, while she was a journalist, she continued moonlighting as an aid worker, helping to save the lives of many Jewish people, to try to get them out, get them papers. And she was doing this in a kind of underhanded way. I mean, she wasn't officially supposed to be doing it, but she was using her diplomatic contacts, using her nous, using her cunning to try to save the lives of many people. And in one instance, she actually took a refugee with her in the car and drove him as far as she could to get him to a border so that he could get to safety.
And she didn't just cover that German invasion of Poland. She became a war correspondent for the rest of her career. Where else did she work?
She worked in Vietnam. She worked all over the Middle East. She worked in Algeria. And later in her life, she went to live in Asia, and she became a real fixture at the Hong Kong Foreign Correspondents Club, which is a real legendary place for old correspondents of all kinds. And she had her own table there until, I mean, she just died today, 105 years old. She would go every day, sit there. She liked to have a beer for breakfast. And she always, apparently, the legend is that she still kept her bag and her shoes ready in case she had to go run to do a breaking news story.
And then after this intense life of work as a reporter, Claire Hollingworth was the victim of a pretty serious crime. What happened?
Yeah, it's still been unresolved. She was basically taken for a ride by a much younger man who befriended her and who somehow fleeced her out of her savings. She had somehow allowed him to take control of her estate, which really surprised so many people because she had been so savvy and so sharp, and yet at the end of her life, someone had taken such terrible advantage of her.
So to sum up, Janine, what does Claire Hollingworth mean to you?
Resilience, strength, curiosity, extraordinary woman, extraordinary life.
Janine DiGiovanni, Middle East editor at Newsweek in Paris, also the author of The Morning They Came for Us, Dispatches from Syria. Janine, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Marco.